everyone. So today's episode is all about accountability. I say today's episode, but this is a real work in progress. It's currently 11:05 and I'm just about to go to bed, but the inspiration has hit and I thought I would just record the intro now before I forget. You might be able to also hear the fan because we're going through some sort of heat wave at the moment and it's fucking boiling. But basically, I wanted to talk about accountability today because it's come up quite a lot in my life. So there's two ways accountability has come up in my life recently and I will explain those to you. So number one, I've been training with my amazing personal trainer, Emily, for the last year. But recently, I've just decided that I don't really want to train during the summer. I'm really busy with my new job, and it's just not where my headspace is at the moment. And that's all good. We haven't parted ways at all. I'm going to go back training with her in September. But one of the things she said to me was, you know, please make sure you're still staying accountable to someone when it comes to your eating and it comes to your training and that sort of thing, because in the past I've had some issues with food, not a great relationship with food at all, which I might discuss one day on the podcast, but that was just something that she mentioned to me, and I thought it's so nice when someone knows you can't be accountable to them but you need to be accountable to someone. So I thought that was number one, how accountability has stepped into my life today. And another reason is accountability about emotions and feelings and staying accountable to someone about something that's not tangible. And for me, that's really been with my relationships at the moment, with boys, and being accountable with my feelings and being accountable with intentionality and with my mindset and how I want to worship God in my relationships, if that makes sense. So that's been kind of really important to me at the moment, and making sure that I have people in my life, Christian and non-Christian, who I can talk to and be accountable to make sure that I am making good decisions, good godly decisions and good decisions myself, and really just kind of making sure that I'm not doing something batshit crazy. So yeah, those are the two ways that I want to look at accountability, or the two ways it's affected me in my life. But yeah, so not right now, because I'm about to go to bed, but you won't notice it because there'll be a beautiful transition into the next bit. But yes, we will look at how society talks about accountability and how the Bible talks about accountability, and see whether they have any kind of different opinions or whatever. Okay, cool. Hey guys, so that little intro I actually recorded like 2 weeks ago, and it has taken me a long time to kind of get this podcast together, because there's so many different bits and pieces that once I started looking into accountability and what the Bible says, it just kind of didn't stop. So I don't know if it's exactly where I want it to be with my research, but I kind of realise there's never going to be a perfect time and I should just stop procrastinating and get on with it. So I've written a couple of ways here about, you know, why accountability is so important and the ways we can use it. I've already mentioned fitness and kind of relationships, but there's also like health, financially, goals, spirituality, Christianity and life changes. But really today this is kind of looking at kind of Christianity and how to stay accountable to each other in a Christian way. But there are definitely bits that will segue into non-Christian areas of your life. So as always, I've got a few quotes here. I've done some research and kind of seen what society is saying about accountability. And there was this massive bit that was kind of mentioned by two leading people who know a lot about, you know, how to live a good life and that sort of thing. Not necessarily in a Christian way, but in a successful societal way. So Stephen Covey, who is the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which I haven't read, but it's on my to-read list, and apparently it's really good. He says, accountability breeds responsibility. And one of my favourite authors of the moment, Professor Stephen Peters, who wrote The Chimp Paradox, The Mind Management Programme for Confidence, Success and Happiness, which I've just finished reading. He also writes saying responsibility introduces accountability. So that kind of shows that in, you know, society kind of really looks at responsibility and accountability kind of within the same thread. Just so you know, I've just finished reading The Chimp Paradox and it was amazing. And if you guys want me to do a podcast on that, maybe a review, I'm more than happy to do it because it was just one of the best books I've ever read. Anyway, on to more quotes. Accountability is the glue that ties commitment to the result. So that, I guess, is kind of really looking at more, you could say that's really evident in like fitness and goal related accountability, but I think that's really good. And it's true, you know, through accountability, you achieve commitment, I think, a lot better than without it. When women support each other, incredible things can happen. And I really love that. That's really inspired me recently, actually, while doing this research. There's been a few things that I have been thinking about doing, setting up, creating communities, that sort of thing. And that quote really inspired me, actually, to kind of maybe look at setting up a community of women, which I won't talk about right now because it's very in the early days, but I will probably bring that up in another podcast at some point. But I think that's really true. And I think that especially at the moment with, you know, the gender climate being what it is, it's really important, that quote, especially with things like the Women's March. I remember last year when a lot of my friends in the UK marched to show support for women in America. And I thought that was amazing. You know, again, I know I'm a woman and this is kind of a woman's aimed podcast, but I'm not excluding men from this at all. But I just thought that that Women's March was really a great visual representation of this quote. Actually, when women support each other, we can do incredible things. And that's so nice to know that we can be behind other people in that sense. And then I also had this one as well, which again, when I found it, it was definitely more fitness related, but I still thought it had really nice connotations with it. A challenge group is a place filled with motivation, inspiration, love and knowledge, and all the support needed to reach the goals you only dreamed of, which I think is really, that's really cool. And that's a really nice kind of bit, kind of supporting you to the next step. And I think that we have that within our fellowship, within church as well, not just kind of within more goal orientated accountability, but I really like that. Sorry, I just had like a 10 minute break to put the fan on because it is so hot and I'm sitting in my room at the moment, but I think if I play my fan it's just gonna be so loud because it's like right in my face. So I will give you a spoiler now. I couldn't find a lot of Bible verses that specifically talked about accountability, like to other people. And then we're a bit, there were kind of, you know, Bible verses that alluded to it. So I kind of looked more at fellowship, and yeah, I've got more to say, but when it came to actual biblical like verses, I really couldn't find much. So maybe that's just me being stupid, but if you can find something, please let me know, because I really couldn't find a lot. And yeah, I've definitely got more evidence of other bits which I will go on to talk about, but so I will just, I'm just reading my notes, sorry. Right, so Romans 14 verse 12, so each of us will give an account to us of ourselves to the Lord. Oh my god, did you just say that? That was a motorbike outside my window. Sorry, I should shut the window, but it's hot and I'm not doing that. But yeah, I'm sorry about that. So so each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Accountability to live righteous lives is what I've kind of written with that. And I think it's a really hard one because there aren't many verses on it. I'll go on to read other verses and see if you'll get the gist of where I'm going with this. 1 Peter 4 verse 10, based on the gift each one has received, use it to serve others as good managers of the varied grace of God. So that one's
talking about how, you know, we've received a gift, so, like to serve others, kind of following by the grace of God. Whereas the second one is talking about how we'll have to give an account of ourselves to God one day. So it's all about kind of continuing that stewardship throughout our earthly lives until we get to our Father in heaven. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? And when I looked through my Bible myself, and then I kind of looked online and I kind of Googled like Bible verses about accountability, because I was really struggling. I didn't know if someone else was able to help me, which I don't think is a bad thing at all. I think, you know, as long as it's the Bible that you're, you know, the what you're reading is coming from the Bible, listening to other people's interpretations is so important, and it's how we grow and it's how we understand things. This person, and I can't remember who, I'm so sorry, basically had written along with this Jeremiah verse, accountability helps us to stay on the right path. And I think it's the fact that it comes from the fact that we are all sinners, so we all sin, and there's no way around that. You know, the only person who can understand it truly, obviously, is God. But actually, you know, as Christians, we all sin, and talking to other Christians who sin is sometimes so helpful, because there we're able to kind of lift ourselves up and encourage each other to kind of get to that better place and stay on the righteous path. What I've written here, like as a little note to myself, is not many Bible verses specifically about accountability, but it seems to be accountability reflects the heart of the Father. It's all about relationship building and stewardship, which I really agree with. So not really a lot on accountability. Obviously, if I'm wrong and there's like a massive bit that I've just missed, please let me know, but I couldn't find a lot. So instead, I thought what I would focus on is who we should be accountable to, and why we're accountable, and how to be accountable, and what happens when accountability can go wrong. Just as kind of a little bit to kind of provide some more biblical basis on this. So it's all well and good to kind of be accountable to someone, if the Bible tells us to, but who should you be accountable to, and kind of what kind of qualities should they have? So I did some research into this, and I came up with 5 main points. 4 of them are all based on biblical values and biblical truths. So, and they kind of also talk, all of them kind of talk a bit about accountability as well, so it kind of gives you quite a good backstory. So the 5 are being relatable, biblical guidance, listening, being non-judgmental, and loving. So ultimately, the person that you are accountable to, you want to have a relationship with. They want to be relatable to you. You know, talking from personal experience and experience with my friends and stuff like that, you need someone who has had similar experiences from you, but you know, is more mature and wiser than yourself, so that they can help you and be relatable to you, because it doesn't, that kind of strengthens your bond, and you've got that common ground that you guys can get close and personal with each other. Maybe you've got a different experience, maybe the person you're accountable to has you know, nothing that's in common with you, and that'd be really interesting. Definitely comment on the podcast Instagram to kind of share your experience with that. But kind of all the research I've done kind of points that kind of having a common ground and common life experiences is really important. The second thing is being biblically guided. So ultimately, as a Christian, when you're accountable to someone, you want that person to be a Christian, or at least one of the people that you should be accountable to should really be a Christian, and they should be kind of grounded in biblical beliefs. And so Galatians 6 verse 1 to 2 puts this really nicely and talks about restoring in the word of God. So it says, brothers or sisters, if someone is caught up in sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So that kind of talks about accountability itself,
But it also kind of talks about restoring your brothers and sisters in Christ spiritually and kind of with the word of God, which I think is really great. And I think it's so true. You know, ultimately, the person you're accountable to should be bringing you back to God every time, over every circumstance, and kind of constantly preaching that over you. So having that word in there is really, really important to kind of build your relationship with them and build your relationship up with God and see how God is speaking into your life over different circumstances. Also, they should be a good listener. James 1 verse 19, my brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And I think this is really great. You know, the person that you're accountable to is going to see you at your worst and at your best, and they should be slow to become angry, and they should be a great listener. You want to be able to have a good relationship with that person, and if you screw up, you want to be able to tell them, listen, I've really fucked up here, and I want to be able to tell you this without you getting angry. You know, of course they'll be disappointed, but you want to kind of have that relationship where you know you can go to them with the worst of the worst and the best of the best. So I think that kind of really puts it quite nicely. But also kind of, you know, going along with that, when you fuck up, it's really important that they're non-judgmental. And Matthew 7 verse 1 to 2, do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Which obviously is kind of a bit like, don't judge because you'll be judged too. But it's true, you know, we should always be working towards judging others and being and not being judgmental. I am going to do a podcast on this because I think it's such a massive topic. But, you know, when you judge someone, it's such a personal sin, and it really works internally in your heart, kind of, you know, making it ungodly. And it's really important that we work constantly not to judge others. And we shouldn't be judging the person who's accountable to us because they feel that they're able to be open and honest with us. And that's really important. And we should be fostering that relationship with them so that they know that they can come to us whenever whenever they need to. And they know that they won't receive any judgment from us, just love. And then going on from that point, and being loving is also so important. 1 John 4 verse 21, And he has given this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother or sister. And that's so true as well. You know, like, we should be always striving to love the people who we are accountable to and who are accountable to us. Obviously, that doesn't mean that, you know, we have to agree with all their decisions, and we can't be, you know, annoyed at them when they kind of act out against God. But it's true, we need to come from a place of love and a place of compassion. With that, but I thought that was a really interesting point. So kind of how kind of the qualities we should be looking at when we are accountable to someone. So another part that's really important about accountability is how we are accountable. And I did some research and I managed to find four main points of how accountability should work. And those are meeting together, praying together, confession of sins, and encouragement. So these are based on two Bible verses. That's James 5 verse 16 and Hebrews 10 verse 23 to 25. So I will read them to you. They're quite long, so bear with me while I stutter through them. But therefore, the first one, James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So I thought that was really good, and that obviously speaks to confessing your sins and praying together. And Hebrews 10, 23 to 25, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up, meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but not just meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So that also talks about encouraging and meeting together, which is really good. And that kind of gives you four main points of accountability and how to get started. Because if you, let's say that someone, you know, has come to you and says, I really want you to be accountable to me, I think we get on really well, I think that you're really godly and you really inspire me, you know, you're ticking all my boxes, can you please help me? This kind of gives you a really good guideline to, you know, how you can be accountable to someone. And then also it kind of helps keeping the person that you're accountable to in check. You know, this is how you should be being accountable to them. And, you know, if these boxes aren't being ticked, then you can talk to the person that you're accountable to and say, hey, my accountability boxes aren't being ticked. Like, can we work a bit better on this? Which I think definitely just opens the way for more communication. The really good thing about, I think when you're looking at accountability, it's not just good to look at how it can go well, but how it can go wrong. Because I think that the person that you're accountable to should be someone that's going to be in your life for a long time, and someone that should, you know, you really can bond with, and therefore you really want that relationship to work. So looking at possible pitfalls can help kind of strengthen that bond. So those, the 4 points I've got, they really go towards what we've discussed about the qualities of who you're accountable to and also how to be accountable. So the first one is meeting together. Obviously, if your accountability partner isn't around, you can't meet with them. So when you first become accountable with them, it's really good to talk about where your relationship's going to be. Is it going to be a weekly coffee, a monthly coffee? Is it going to be over emails, over text messages? Is it going to be face-to-face? Will you have a phone call every couple of days? Will it be an assigned time of the week that you meet, or will it be an as and when? And then if it's an as and when, how long do you leave it until someone goes, we haven't hung out in a while, let's get this in the diary? So it kind of enforcing that foundation of relationship and keeping that constant communication. So another way that accountability can go wrong is you simply just don't get on or relate to the person that you're accountable to. So that's like when accountability is forced. So when you're not on the same page, you know, if you're not living life together, it can be really hard. And you need to have a genuine care for each other, and it needs to be something that kind of the atmosphere of your relationship is taken into account. If it's, you know, your friend who you, if they've got, you know, 7 kids and you're a university student, then maybe that's not going to be realistic as something that where you guys can live life together and be on the same page with a lot of things, because you guys have are just in different stages of life. So I think it's always good to go for someone who's not in your stage of life, but maybe just 1 or 2 steps ahead, maybe not like 7 or 8. Confession. So confession is not the be all and end all of accountability. Yes, it's therapeutic, and yes, it's really good to, you know, as we just said earlier, confess your sins. However, it's all about kind of the next steps on from that. You've sinned, now what are we going to do about it? Not just tell me your sins, okay, goodbye. So forgiveness and encouragement, and just being reminded that God forgives and there is nothing that we can do that we don't forgive, you know, repenting and that sort of thing, and just kind of helping to move on from the sin and not focusing just on the sin. And the last reason accountability can go wrong, and this is a massive thing, is when you forget the Bible, when you forget the gospel. Confession and an obedience-based culture is what I've written here. So when we're looking at confession, like we've just said, and then when we're forcing obedience. So sometimes you can get, you know, people you're accountable to who really force you to be obedient to them and not to the Bible, because they have certain expectations that are maybe not written directly in the Bible, but they're kind of presumed, if that makes sense. So it's really important that you're keeping God at the center of your accountability relationship, and not what the person that you're accountable to wants. If what, you know, and don't be afraid to question what they want. They might say to you, I think that you should not go out on a Saturday night because, you know, it will encourage you to drink, and, you know, that's not good. Now, if they're coming from a place of that, as you're getting really drunk on a Saturday and not coming to church on a Sunday, of course, take that into consideration. But if you know that you just go to the pub for one drink and you're home by 11 and you're up in time for church on a Sunday, there's no biblical evidence that says you shouldn't go out on a Saturday night. Does that make sense? You know, you shouldn't be, you know, everything should be biblically based. Of course, they're going to have advice for you and you should listen to that. But if there's something that you think, actually, no, I know that I'm okay with this, I appreciate what you're saying, but no, then don't be afraid to speak up and kind of talk about what talk about what's important to you, and keep that at the base of your relationship as well. Okay, so that was absolutely massive. That was a massively long podcast. But that's everything I've got to say, really. Just kind of talking about accountability, why we do it, who should we be accountable to, and how it can go wrong. Coming back to what society says and what the Bible says, I found both of them a little bit unclear, to be honest. I think it's one of those things where you really have to read between the lines. With, you know, society, it's really fitness-based. You know, not a lot... You know, if you talk to a non-Christian, they might not be aware of what the... concept of accountability is. So it really is a religion type concept, if that makes sense. But yeah, no, I hope this has been helpful to you. I hope that you're feeling confident in your accountability, who you're accountable to, and if someone's accountable to you, that you're comfortable with the advice you're giving them. If not, the best thing to do is just pray and seek advice. There is nothing wrong. Accountability is an amazing gift, and it's fantastic to be accountable to someone and have someone that wants to be accountable to you. And that should never be taken for granted. So I hope this has helped. And yeah, being accountable, kids, it's really good for you. Perfect. So that is everything from me today. I'll be back with you next week with another podcast. If you want me to do a review on the Chimp Paradox, like a book review, let me know, because I might put a poll up on Instagram and see if people want to see it, because I really loved this book and I'm going to read it again, and I just think it's fantastic. So let me know if you think that would be good. It's not biblically based, but it's amazing and it is groundbreaking. So let me know. If you want to get in touch with me, you can follow me on Instagram at currently_Katie. And I will link that in the show notes as well. And if you would like to leave a review, that would be amazing. I still haven't got any and I would really like to. I'm just going to plug myself selfishly there. Yeah, please leave me a review if you want to. That'd be fantastic. And if not, I will see you later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.